From The Advocate magazine in partnership with GLAAD, this is LGBTQ&A. I'm Jeffrey Masters, and I would love to be able to put into words what the Indigo Girls mean to me and why their music hits me in such a deep place. But the truth is, I can't. I don't have fancy words to say about their harmonies or lyrics, about their extreme storytelling ability that they have exuded for almost four decades. Because I'm not a music writer, right? I'm just a gay millennial with a podcast. But I do know that more than any other band, it is their music that I keep returning to again and again and again. I have a 9-hour drive ahead of me this weekend where I'm finally returning to Brooklyn. And I smiled when I realized that, oh my God, I'm going to have the privilege of listening to the entire Swampophilia album from start to finish. And there are so many more. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers of the Indigo Girls have paved the way for so many of the queer musicians that we know and love today, and getting to speak to Amy Ray was a real gift. Without further ado, here's Amy.